We welcome each of you. We welcome each of you here and there. In other words, what you are doing, what you are deciding, what you are manifesting is an opportunity to be one with your light, to trust your light in an intuitive sense. Now, we cannot say for certain, but we will suggest that there are opportunities in your midst that are overlooked. We ask you, each of you, to assert your right for victory and assess the situation. In other words, our channeler has it right. She has stepped up to the program and acknowledged that truly she is in charge. Now, not she from the lowercase reality, but from the grander perspective of self. We are asking each of you, therefore, to employ these opportunities of trust, to trust the higher self, to trust the highest attunement, to trust that which is surrounding you, which again may have been overlooked, what you may have mistaken as an opportunity that you are not ready for, not ready to cast your whole self into becoming, into blossoming, into fulfilling your destiny. In truth, nothing can be further from the truth. Each of you are walking into a parallel exchange. May we state a new opportunity, a new vibration, a new dwelling place. And as such, it affords you the opportunity for change, for shift, for evolving into your new creation. Now, as we attune to each of you, we ask you, therefore, to become excited. You see, this is what humanity is grappling with at the present time. You fear change, and so you are stuck on the fear button. Now, what you are due for is a recommendation of the heart. In other words, quite frankly, an overhaul. What if you aligned with the coursework of love? What if you trusted love's best outcome? What if you were due for an exchange? Imagine receiving a gift. You understand the birthday, the Christmas or such, perhaps Hanukkah, if that is your belief. And so as you receive the gift, you say, oh, thank you. It is so kind. But in truth, it is something that you cannot use. You see, you're more highly evolved in a conscious awareness sense than the gift giver. And yet there is a token of appreciation, an essence of love that has been transmitted. So the question is what to do, how to evolve, how to arrive. In other words, you have the advantage, yes? You understand that you can take this item and ask for a customer exchange. In other words, I would like to exchange it, upgrade it to something more to my liking. Now that is the gift that keeps on giving, as each of you are willing to release the past, release the struggle to make something that does not fit with your decor, something that does not ring true for you, as something you no longer need to maintain. It does no good to the gift giver if you hold on to something that does not bring a breath of fresh air, that does not bring a moment of gleeful cheer to your awareness. Understand? Now, this is what suffering is all about. The tendency to fear the upgrade, the tendency to avoid the equal exchange, the tendency to recommend that you not enter the party room. Now, nothing can be further from the truth as you acknowledge, in fact, all is evolving, all is being forecast in your favor, in your good essence and truth. We ask you, therefore, at this time to humbly accept the gifts being offered. Understand the power that each of you have to awaken. Awaken to your highest truth. Awaken to your highest majesty. Awaken to your highest goal. Now, we ask you, therefore, to trust this goal is in your midst, to trust the opportunity is evolving and declaring itself to be so. We ask you, therefore, for permission to extend our holy beam of light to each of you, for you to receive, for you to acquire a taste for the good life, for you to recognize that in truth, it has already occurred. You see, the upgrade has occurred the moment that you were spoken for, the moment that you say yes, the moment that you rehearse dramas not, but allow the true form of love to transpire. In truth, the second that you claim it, it is in the works. Now, in order to bring it to a more conscious level of awareness, we ask you to maintain this focus. In other words, you have the right to go back. You have the right to falter. You have the right to miss the mark over and over and over again. And in truth, you do so quite often. Now, this is not to mislead you. These are the sign of the times that you have been preparing for. Just to say, you can go forward and back. It is your holy right. So we ask you, dear ones of the light, to claim the brotherhood of light, to claim the sisterhood of truth. We ask you to claim this for all that are busy attending to old past protocol. In other words, it is easy to slip up. It is easy to fall back, yes? And so we bring this good measure, we bring these tidings to your future self that is evolving in your present form. Are you excited at the thought? Did you miss a beat? Hardly. In other words, what you are allowing to transpire is the gift that is to keep on giving. In other words, you are claiming your own holy self. So at this time, dear ones, we ask you to accept this activation. We ask you to accept this light on behalf of the all. You are recognizing in truth that you have come to claim this victory in this incarnation. We ask you, therefore, to recognize this claiming victory now. In other words, why wait when it is all ready to be given, to be accepted, to be received in this holy moment of time? We ask you, therefore, to receive readily, to receive generously, and to receive wholly. In truth, it has been done. And so it is. Gosh, I just could feel the energy at the end, and it was almost like, it was almost like waterfall, except that I still feel the energy cascading. I just feel it cascading, and it's like still coming in waves. Like I still feel it coming in waves. And they're saying it's because what we're doing is just claiming that to be so. In other words, they want to explain something, that we really are the creators of this whole experience, that when we're ready to, as we all know, when we're ready to claim a higher version of self, we manifest all that is required to do so. Whether you go to a channeling class, you read a book, you suddenly have this idea that was inserted by one of your guides. Whatever is occurring, they're asking us to really pay attention to our receivership of wholeness, to recognize that as we claim it, as we no longer deny ourselves of that right, the victory has truly begun. And they're going to be assisting us in the coming week for each of us to really understand our power. That's what this whole movement is about, is really coming back to a place of empowerment. So when we feel like, oh, well, you know, it's up to the winds or it's up to the politicians, it's all our dream. It's all our consciousness. And so it's sort of like that ego self that says, oh, you know, gives us that laundry list for why we're separate. But what we're learning to do is to realign and activate that connection and that holiness and that strength. And there was a daily message the other day that talked about claiming our holiness. That's what it was, claiming our holiness. And so as you sink your teeth on that, as you adjust to that new perspective, you will receive the offering. So understand that this is an offering that it's almost like, imagine feeding a cat or something, and you're feeding it piece by piece by piece. Now they're asking us to witness the awareness that in truth, this is what's occurring between us and our higher selves. That our higher self is communicating with us and coming and feeding us that good mana, piece by piece by piece. As we will accept that, no, they don't want the word accept. As we will understand that, as we claim that, as we abide in that truth. It's so interesting because I don't even remember what the Kala Chakra is about, but I literally see the symbol of the Kala Chakra like descending over each of us. And that is what it's about. And I'm going to have to read again what that was about. I really believe it's about awakening, but specifically, I don't recall. And yet that's the symbol that I have. And it's just like covering all of us. So, hey, Stephen, before we start with our workings, hi, Annette. So I am looking this up simply because this has something to do with the energies. The wheel of time cycles. So this is moving out of time is what I suspect. So there's a very strong offering in this regard that is being offered. Yeah, it's just breaking out of duality. Not just, I mean, that's kind of fairly huge. So anyway, so what we're going to do now is we're going to take your questions and or we can just, not just, they are really on me in terms of my speech. Whoo! See how we can be a blessing to each of you. And just remember after the session to please make a donation at the website. There have been a couple of issues with that, so I may change the format if that is not, honored. So please make sure that you do make that donation afterwards. Okay, so we're gonna begin with Otto, who, God, that's so funny. I sent out that email about my son, and as I recall, you were not feeling your best either yesterday. So, how are you? How can we be of help? Okay, so you just want to unmute. I'm going to say that's throat chakra issues there. How can we help you, sweetheart?
Well, I sent you an email for Benjamin for his a tea to drink.
It's oh my gosh, thank you so much. It's so funny I sent that email out because I really do believe in the power of prayer, and we literally only had a couple of hours to turn this around. I could be a cough expert right now. The number of emails I got with suggestions, I could really put up a blog if anyone's interested in all everyone's different home remedies. Amazing, extraordinary. But what I did receive is the love behind all those suggestions, which I value quite strongly. So thank you very much for that. And how can we be of help to you?
That's the nicest.
Okay. And say your first name.
Otto.
And and say it one more time.
Auto.
Auto, say it one more time, honey.
Auto.
Well, you have the opportunity to hit it out of the ballpark. What it has to do with is signing off on fear. Here's what's occurred. Because of the experiences that have transpired over the course of your incarnation, there's a tendency to kind of, I don't want to say run, but kind of check out is the best way I can explain it. It's really weird how our body can be here. We can even be communicating, and we can actually be somewhere else. Billy Joel tells this story of when he was getting to a place of burnout, and I think that's when he went to classical or something. I forget which part of his journey this occurred. But anyway, he tells the story that he was like at Madison Square Garden or somewhere doing a concert, singing the songs, but he was actually singing there watching himself make a decision on what he wanted to eat for dinner after the concert. So there he is performing the concert, and he's basically checked out. He's somewhere else. So, and say your name one more time.
Otto.
So this is about you deciding to return. This is about you deciding to come back. This is about grounding would be very supportive. I was talking about your throat chakra, but grounding in terms of like really signaling your readiness to return and transfer.
Well, I knew the thing was going on.
That consciousness to self. Because as you do, as you arrive, you integrate into your physicality, and from there, you have opportunity to hit a home run. I mean, I literally, they're showing me like Major League Baseball and like hitting the ball. So grounding would be good. And this is how you can easily do this. Go outside and just be, call on like, you know, this Mother Nature, call on the energies of nature, of the trees, and really kind of tune into a tree and receive like its rooting instruction. In other words, underneath a tree are like all these roots that go out to get the nutrients and get the water and all that. And so what you want to do is realize that we're all in this together. So just as the trees are grounded and receive all that, so can we. It's our choice, though. It really is our choice. We have to arrive. And so what happens is many light workers, because this environment is not really as easily adaptable to what we're used to or what we come from, there's a tendency to be a little bit floaty. There's a tendency to kind of be here, but thinking about what to have for dinner after the concert, that kind of thing. So as you imagine signaling your readiness, and literally, like I have my little pause out here, but imagine signaling your readiness and allowing on the ball, on the soles of your feet, for those roots, that rooting system to go into earth and to be rooted here. What that's going to help you do is to be present. What that's going to help you to do is to feel safe, to be present. As you honor that choice, it's a choice. It's a choice to come back. It really is. As you honor that choice, you signal your readiness. And I literally see a very important opportunity where literally it's like you hit the ball out of the park. Okay, you're looking a little upside down, but hopefully you receive that. Did you get all that?
I'll listen to it again later.
Okay.
I missed like last sentence.
Okay, so listen to it later. It's time to return. It's time to return. It's as simple as that. It's time to play. That's what they're saying. I'll leave you with this. It's time to play ball. So listen to the recording. Okay, I'll leave you with that today. Hi, Annette.
Okay. Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How can we help you today?
I'm, as always, just thinking about, my path and which way it diverges. My mother passed away last summer, and I have an opportunity to move up into the woods and lakes and leave the comforts of a successful burgeoning new career as a therapist. And I can see that I can do it there as well. I'm just, dealing with the should I stay where it's safe or should I go where A, the need is and where I feel like I can heal and be open to healing. So that's my question.
Okay, so let's backtrack. I'm sorry about the loss of your mom, but let's backtrack a second when you say, should I go to where I feel like there's a need? Can you explain that? Because you're in a good practice right now. So what do you mean by there's a need where you would go?
In the rural part of the state, there are fewer therapists because it's rural and there's not a lot of jobs. So more of the therapists in this state are in the metro area. And out in the outer ridges of the state, it's rural and there aren't as many people to help those in need. And the need is great out in the rural areas because of economic insecurity and that type of thing.
Okay, one moment, please. And say your first name.
Annette.
When you say Annette, what I hear is what you're looking for is a safety net. What you're looking for is a safety net. Oh, how amazing. So what happens is when people say their name, I get the answer, the entire answer from your name. And I just simply hear one word and it tells me everything. And I've got blue lights going off confirming that. So you don't really like flying without a net is what it is. One moment, sweetheart. Let me see what I can tell you. I know the feeling if it makes you feel better. But just how divinely appropriate when I think about the message today about how they were talking about just that, about like leaving that which is familiar and aligning with your truth. And how to trust that inner calling. And I kind of feel like what you're in the process of, and say your name one more time.
Annette.
And say it one more time.
Annette.
So funny, every time you say your name, I'm like, Annette, I want Annette. What you're in the process of is reclaiming your own self. And what you're gonna find is be with this process and be okay not knowing exactly what the answer is. That's the strongest recommendation right now, because if you force yourself to claim an answer before you're ready, you're gonna back off of it as fast as you make that decision. Whichever decision you make, either way, you're gonna be left with like the doubting Thomas kind of energy. Because it's your right to claim your holiness at this time. And so what this is really about is an upgrade in truth. And that is what you're looking to do. It's not so much in terms of where you end up, though I have a good suspicion, but in terms of you reaching a higher altitude, a higher platform of understanding and trusting self. Now what that's going to do is it's going to skyrocket your practice wherever you arrive. So I'm just gonna give you my little story. What I realize is every time I grow personally, my practice goes through the roof. I mean, I literally, when I'm going through my own processing, no phone calls, emails, whatever, and I reach a new level of awareness and I'll get 10 individual session requests coming in within 24 hours. Like boom, 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 boom. And it all has to do with like this new platform of arrival. So they're saying to expect good results early. Oh gosh, let me go backwards a second because I just missed it. And say your name one more time.
Annette.
Ask to be shown that which you need to know. Ask the universe to reveal to you what you need to know. What you're I'm just going to leave you with this. What you're learning to do is to receive yourself on a deeper level. And my feeling is, my very strong feeling is, out of that there will be a shift and there will be a change, regardless of what zip code you reside in the evening. They don't want me to give you a psychic reading and tell you where you're going to end up. They want you to give yourself permission to stay clear of fear and arrive at your own truth. And that is very important for all your new clients, because what you have to share with them is going to be even more valuable, even though it already is quite valuable. You're going to be bringing everyone up to a new level. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's beautiful. Really beautiful.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much for visiting. All right. Stephen, how can we help? I think I muted you, so let me unmute you and help you out. Okay, you're unmuted now.
I'm just pulling the car over. So my son is on his first date and called dad to come take the little couple somewhere. So this was like an unscheduled.
Okay, do you want me to do Kim first? Because Kim is waiting also.
All right. I want you to do her and then I can do me last.
Okay, let's do that. Okay. Hi, Kim.
Okay, hi, we're gonna do Dina first. You're gonna take my chair.
Okay.
You ready?
Hey, Miss Dina, it's such a bright light. Oh my gosh. So the first thing I wanna say is it's an honor to know you and be with you. Let me just mute Stephen, because there we go, much better. I just had to mute Stephen because I was listening to his car noise. So it's an honor to be with you and to travel with you. They're asking you to trust your light even more so, to really rely on it as a compass, to stay clear of fear, to stay clear of doubt, to stay clear of logical judgment. It's that sort of thing where, you know, like let's say you got two, you're an actress and you get two movie roles, and you can play it like logically. It's sort of like, well, this is the better director, this is gonna get more publicity, so this is good for my career. But you've got this gut, and you got this gut feeling that this other one is really where you're supposed to go. It makes no logical sense at all, but it's just what is calling you for reasons that you cannot explain. That's the kind of trust walk that they're asking you to take at this time. Because what you're doing is like you're taking this like magical walk back to self that is, it's a little bit like Annette's message, that is not only going to secure your rights for your path or for your future, but it's going to entitle you to an upgrade of your own awareness of self. In other words, what you're doing, this is what we're all doing, but you especially at this time, is really coming home to self and honoring self in a way that's going to bring you historical change. In other words, get ready for like a full upgrade. And so what you're going to be doing is it's a little bit like Annette, interestingly enough, is you're going to be dancing through like the weaves of consciousness. Because some of, and kind of looking at, I'm going to say it this way, like karmic imprints. Because some of your imprints tend to go to, this is normal protocol. This is what the forefathers have done. This is what I've been taught to do. And yet, and this is what they're so excited with, is there's this energy that you're claiming. And literally, you're in this like major, like DNA spiritual upgrade thing. It's like you're really busting out energetically. So as you do that, you're being led to like this new offering that really comes from the heart, that's really about, and say your first name?
Dina.
That's really about your soul coming through. It's like what message that you have to deliver to the earth plane. And so your message is who it is that you're claiming for self. And as you do that, you deliver that to all. And say your name again, sweetheart.
Dina.
And say it one more time. Pay attention to what you're willing to serve yourself for dinner. Let me explain that. So, how do I explain that? Pay attention to beliefs. If you find yourself doing something because other people believe it, but you don't believe it, stop doing it. If you're doing things just because that's just how everyone does it, but it doesn't work for you, stop doing it. It's almost like, I'll give you a crazy example. So as a society, we wake up, we have breakfast, and when there are certain food groups we think of for breakfast. We do cornflakes, we do eggs, you know, whatever. But what if you suddenly feel a strong urging to start having breakfast at night? Now that's like a silly example, but you understand the point. The point is to really deliver your own dinner, to deliver your own plate, to deliver your own truth. And say your name one more time.
Dina.
You have a major upgrade going on, and I really do mean a major. So you may have, just to let you know, you may have ascension symptoms of different things. You may have, well, you can look it up in Google, but you know, you could feel tired, you could feel whatever. Be prepared for that, I would say, or don't be concerned if you have that. The other way of saying that, because you're learning how to integrate more light. And so as you do that, you're flushing out a lot of toxins. So toxins are just like, you know, the old energy. And this is why I keep sharing with you that you're due for an upgrade. And it's not that it's coming. It's that it's actually integrating right now. And so with that, be open to shift. Be aware that, again, it's a little bit like the message again, that it's like you're gonna look at the old way and the new way, to keep following your inner voice. Because what you're doing is, and say your name one more time.
Dina.
As you receive this, you're gonna have like these aha experiences, these aha moments, where you're going, it's like you just kind of jump consciousness, where you suddenly realize what you did before and things fall into place. So I'll bottom line this. Don't follow the linear mind. Follow this new energy. And I just want to keep emphasizing that to you. New. Because it's going to be like things you haven't even thought of. Awarenesses that haven't even dawned on you before. It is so exciting. It is so exciting. And say your name one more time.
Dina.
It's almost like you're opening up to a brand new world and brand new life. I mean, it really is. It's almost like, okay, I finished that lifetime. Now I'm going to start a new one. It's that significant. It's really, oh my God, there you are. Yeah, I mean, you're broadcasting like the new earth is like the only way I can explain that. So do you have a question? You don't have to, but just they want.
I guess not.
Okay. All right. And say your name one more time.
Dina.
Keep receiving the light. Keep receiving the light. I feel like you've got gifts that are going to be coming through you as you integrate this new energy. You've got new gifts coming in. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want me or do you want Steven?
You is fine.
Oh, I don't even see Steven anymore. Where is he?
Oh, no, he just has the camera off right now.
Because mm-hmm. If he wanted to go, he could.
No, I think he wants to go last.
Not there. Okay.
Thank you, though.
All right. Hello.
Hi.
Thank you for giving my daughter such a beautiful message.
Beautiful.
My prayers and love to Benjamin.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and you don't have to give me a mini session. Give you prayers. Are you kidding me? You've given so much. I just have to say that.
Thank you.
But anyway, oh, do I ask for highest and best? I just will tell you, I had like 2 hours of sleep last night, maybe. Mm. I woke up with a little cough, but I think it's because maybe I was using my voice a little bit too much last night, because, yeah, I'm so glad kid's gonna be okay. So, mom having her own struggles. I mean, the household is having some craziness going on because, mm-hmm. I will tell you, my husband, you know, I want to know, is he sincere about getting well? Because some of the behaviors and speech, things he's saying now, sounds like the old life. I can't do the old life.
Okay.
You said to me, Alice in Wonderland cannot fit back in through the door. This I know. My daughter knows this too. We both have some concerns. But we also know, you know, that we've got a lot of good in our lives, and not to let that pull us down, but it's challenging. It's challenging. I don't know if I should ask about him. I've always been afraid to say, you know, can we tap into him?
Okay.
It's not a good thing to do now. We could always do it another day, like privately.
Okay.
But it's a small group, so.
So here's the interesting thing. When you first began the sentence, I forget the exact words because I didn't want to interrupt you, but I actually lost the audio.
Oh.
Like you were saying, can I ask about my husband, because he's, and I forget those next words, but it literally took like a blip and I lost the audio, and then you came back. And I thought, yeah, that's sort of the answer because that's his energy. That kind of blipped it out. So just repeat that first sentence about what the concern is.
Just that I want to know, is he sincere about getting well?
Because getting well, okay.
Rachel, Dina, and I are in a new life, okay, both of us. And I can't have this anymore. I have no tolerance.
Okay.
I can't play that game.
So your question is he sincere about...
About getting well, growth. His recovery.
Okay.
He's said, you know, only a month now, and he thinks he can do all these things that he did before.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay, one moment, please. And do me a favor and just take a deep breath in and release it fully. And do that one more time. Well, I see hurricane forecasts, you know, like when they predict the hurricanes. And so that's showing me what's occurring right now. I don't think it's a forecast for the future, but it's what's occurring right now. So one moment, please. So I know what's going on. One moment, sweetheart. All right, my love, say your first name and his name.
Kim, Sam.
And say his name one more time.
Sam.
Sam's mad. Sam's very mad. What it reminds me of is, my cat had surgery years ago, and when we went to pick the cat up, they would not release the cat because he was so ornery and his eyes were so big, he was not happy. They were afraid the cat would harm us. So they would not release the cat. And so energetically, when I tune into Sam, it's just like tuning into that cat. There are some energies that, or emotions, maybe denied emotions that were repressed, that are surfacing, that are just kind of swimming around him right now. And so that's what you're seeing. It's almost like my cat. His name was Bogart or Bogey, and my husband and I would always, like, when we would have arguments, I was like, don't give me those Bogey eyes, because, you know, that cat's eyes were so big. Anyway, getting back to Sam, it's like he's just got Bogey energy. So it makes sense to me that you're like, oh, this is so not what I want to be living with. So the question is what he chooses to do with that. And that's really up to his free will. And say his name one more time.
Sam.
He has, like, they're showing me like a kid signing up for school and you have course selection. So he has course selection. In other words, he's got to make his choices. He's got to decide. They're showing me like him eating a sandwich. What do you want to put inside that bread? Do you want to put a veggie burger? Do you want to put a quarter pounder? It's like, and he's entitled to make those decisions. So how to resolve all this? One moment, please. And say both names again.
Kim, Sam.
Oh gosh. It's really about almost like, I don't want to use the word detached, but it's a little bit like Al-Anon or something where, you know, praying for the highest and best good of all and sending him love and light, if you feel so inclined, to help him find his correct path, to help him find his correct place. So you can do that in terms of an intervention of sending love and light. But then beyond that, it's about, and say your name again, please.
Kim.
It's about you choosing your highest path and I don't want to say allowing the chips to fall where they may, that sounds very cold, but in terms of realizing that that the process of him using his free will to elect his coursework is under review right now. They're showing me like a detective with a magnifying glass. It's like he's like in that decision-making process. But they're saying to stay clear of fear, and say your name only, please.
Kim.
They're saying to stay clear of fear because you're a very evolved soul, and what you're realizing is that your soul evolution is of utmost importance right now. What you're going to find is as you keep claiming that, it actually seals your fate. In other words, you either hold such a beautiful energy of self-value, of self-love, of self-like evolution, that the energy kind of sprinkles fairy dust into his area, and he's like, oh man, you know, I want that. Or, you know, you keep claiming that, and you reach a place where, how do I say this? There ends up being almost like an energetic, a vibrational, like, not compatible at some point as you keep evolving. But they're asking you to stay clear of fear in that regard because both of you are up to soul work at this time. Both of you are up to soul work. And so I'm looking at two kids, and one of them is playing very neatly. You know, it's sort of like everything's kind of in order, but they're playing. And this other kid just has like a mess everywhere. And so he's like involved in this mess. Let me see if I can tell you anything else so about him. And say his name only, please.
Sam.
And say it one more time.
Sam.
Right now he's mad, angry. I suspect at himself. I suspect at himself. And that's a hard place to be. That's a really hard place to be because it's just wherever, it's almost like wherever you go, there you are. So, to have compassion for, the place where he's at, and you can hold that prayer request for him to find his light, for him to hear his guides, and, you know, to find the light, to find the tunnel. I know that's not like a clear cut and dry answer. It still feels like, and say both names again.
Kim, Sam.
Well, let me explain this. It's sort of like we're living one reality, but in truth, there are like multiple realities all going on simultaneously in ways that would just boggle our mind. And so the two of you are kind of trying out, almost like trying on clothes. You're trying out different versions. And I don't feel like anything's been 100% decided one way or the other. But they keep saying, stay clear of fear, stay clear of fear. Because I feel so strongly that as you stay in your power, in your light, in your truth, it's like you cannot possibly lose. You really, really can't. And say just your name again.
Kim.
Yeah. I mean, you're just moving up. Boop, 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 boop. You're just moving up.
I had a night of fear. I mean, because like he dropped a bomb at the dinner table last night, and it took both of us. Like, he wanted to do all these things that he was doing before that led him to a really bad place where I thought I'd be planning his funeral. Okay, and I know it's let go or be dragged. I had 15 years of Al-Anon, 15 years of therapy and more. You know, all our money went to therapists over the years. You know, we could have bought a house, you know? So I know this game, but I feel like I'm so done with this. So
you are.
So done. I don't have it in me anymore. That's why my throat's sore. Because it doesn't fit with me anymore. I can't play that game.
Sweetheart, I'm going to say this. I will confirm this for you because I've got the energy and it's still vibrating inside of me. You are done. You are done. You are complete. I mean, I can guarantee that. And that's so, I mean, it's sort of like they're saying, take a bow, because this is about, remember, this is about soul evolution. And you have come here to learn some very highly prized, valuable lessons about claiming your own truth. And so it's like you're the phoenix rising from the ashes. You really, really are, in just such an important way.
Gosh,
I know
you.
It's not easy, but it really is good. You really are. And say your name one more time.
Kim.
Yeah. I mean, I promise you, you're going to nail it. I promise you.
Thank you. I'm so thankful that you had this group today. Perfect timing.
Aww.
You know, I couldn't even wait for a Sunday. I didn't want to have to message you because I know you're busy. So my love to Benjamin again.
Thank you. All right. Okay, so I think that completes our, I want to say ceremonies. I don't know why I'm saying ceremonies. I just feel like there's a shift occurring is the reason I keep wanting to say ceremonies. But that being said, let me just bring them back. Indeed, we welcome these new changes, these new shifts. In other words, get ready to party. Substantial progress is in your midst. We ask you to notice this. We ask you to fellowship with this and claim your new reality. Until next time, we surround you with our love, our light, and our good graces. Continue to establish your truth in each holy moment. You are awakening. Namaste.
Namaste.